This is Barry Mack from Irish Australian Radio, and on the line we have, I think from Dublin, Tony Allen from Foster and Allen fame. Tony, appreciate your time. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Not a problem. I'm good, sir. How are you? I'm not in Dublin. I'm actually in Lurgan in County Armagh.
You're joking.
Yeah, I live in Lurgan in Armagh. I'm originally from the Midlands, but I moved up here about 11 years ago.
Guess where I'm from, Tony?
Lurgan. You're from Lurgan?
I am indeed.
Well, there you go. I'm sitting in Woodville Avenue at the moment.
Good God, that's incredible. That's just, isn't it a small world, huh?
That's freaky.
How long have you
been away from Lurgan?
You have me stunned. I've been away a long, long time, over 40 years. That is incredible, mate. Well, I'm very pleased to speak with you. You have me floored.
I'll start again with the interview.
No, don't worry about it. I'll cut the good bits out of it, and I think we've got the good bits already, Tony. Tell me, so you're originally from Westmeath, is that right?
I was originally from outside Morton, County Westmeath, yeah, down near Athlone.
Very good. That's
very centre of Ireland.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you, and you're a regular visitor to Australia, aren't you?
We are going on this Saturday, and it'll be our 20th trip to Australia, 20th tour of Australia.
Good God, whenever you get over here, you can...
First in 84.
Whenever you get over here, you can show me around.
Well, I think we've been in nearly every town in Australia this year now, yeah. And I have to say, I've never had a bad tour of Australia. I've enjoyed every one of them, and I'm sure the next one will be just as good. It's just a long journey to get there, but when we get there, it's always a lot of fun and a lot of enjoyment.
Well, I've seen you quite a few times, and you didn't even know me, so you were probably very lucky at that stage. But your act is it's very entertaining, and people really enjoy it. In fact, we nearly got through out of a club one time because we were singing along with you, and the security man didn't like it at all.
Where was that?
It was. I'm just trying to think. It was in Bankstown, the sports club in Bankstown. I think it was. Yeah.
Well, these things happen.
They do. And you know, you and I are the same vintage. We were invented in the same year. Aren't we both lucky?
52, yeah. It was a good year.
Oh my God, you let the cat out of the bag. I wasn't going to let on. I was going to let on. I was 36 again.
Oh, yeah, you wish.
Yeah, indeed. It's frightening where the time goes to. And do you still enjoy doing what you're doing, Tony?
I love it, yeah. I always say I should be in a circus. I would actually just keep going from one town to another and keep performing as often as I could. Yeah, I love being on stage, and I suppose I grew up wanting to be on stage. You know, I grew up in the time of the show bands and watching the like of Joe Dolan and Brendan Boyer and Dickie Rock and people like that on stage. It was something I always wanted to do. And when I got the chance, I definitely took it and held on to it as best I could, you know.
Indeed. Have you many? I'm sure you have many, but what's your favourite highlight over the years?
Well, I suppose in 1982, when the Bunch of Time went into the British charts and we got on top of the Pops, that was probably anyone who grew up in the 60s and in Ireland will remember watching Top of the Pops. You know, it was always a rush every evening to get home from school. There was two shows you had to see, the Monkees and Top of the Pops, you know, so... To arrive on the show, the Furies were on the year before, and we met in 1982. So, and the following year, then Maggie went into the British charts, but we were in America, we couldn't do Top of the Pops. So that, you know, that had to be the highlight.
Listeners, we're listening to Tony Allen of Foster and Allen fame. It's a real pleasure to have a chat with you, Tony. It's the first in quite some time. And that's just amazing. Are you looking forward to your tour, which starts here on the 1st of May and finishes on the 2nd of June? Good God, you're going to be travelling some miles in that time.
We're taking in a lot of countryside right on the floor. We're actually looking forward to the travelling as much as the music, because I love driving through Australia. I just find it fascinating. I think it's a I think it's a wonderful place. I love the food, and I enjoy the travelling, so... Really looking forward to it. Yeah, we started in Toowoomba, I think, on the 1st of May.
Yeah, we're fortunate in Australia that they actually like us. They like the Irish here, and we like them as well.
Oh, they love them. Yeah, Well, we're a likable race of people, you see.
Well, we are, and so are the Aussies too. They're just nice
Absolutely,
people.
Absolutely, yes. I wouldn't have anyone say a wrong word about the Aussies. They're great people.
They make you feel like you belong here, and they're very special.
Right.
I'm very fortunate to have a lot of good Australian friends here. So whenever you travel around, do you do anything else other than your act? Do you have a wander around, or do you play golf or anything like that?
Well, I'm not a big person for visiting places. I just love being there, and I love the shows, and I like meeting people after the shows. But we would, you know, sometimes. But of course, at this stage now, we have a lot of friends scattered all over Australia. So no matter where we go, it's going to be at least a half a day somewhere meeting people and having coffee and stuff like that anyway. So it's a bit like, you know, when you come home on holidays, it's the same with us when we go out there. We've got so many people to meet.
You do indeed,
yeah.
That's
one thing about when the Irish come home on holidays, you know, they don't really have a holiday. They spend the whole time visiting people. So it's the same when we go out there, you know, whatever days we have off, there'll be somebody we'll have to see or want to see or you know, want to meet up with and have a drink or whatever. A lot of younger people now, of course, which I noticed over the last 10 or 15 years, an awful lot of young Irish people moving out there and living out there, and it's great to meet up with them.
Yeah, that's a good sign. That's a sign that you're doing things right, and that people enjoy. It's a very good thing, isn't it, when you've got young fans as well as the old buggers?
Ah, yeah. Well, we have to try and get a few new ones in as well, you know. But there are a lot of, you know, very, very good young Irish people living out there now and doing very, very well for themselves. And in fairness, to most of them will come along and say hello. And even if they don't get to the show, they'll try and meet you. Even that afternoon or the next day or sometime, you know, they'll always try and come along and say hello, which is nice.
You'll never be lonely here, let me just tell you. Do you have any siblings who are in the business?
I have. Well, the reason I moved to Lurgan is I married Trina, and Trina is Daniel O'Donnell's backing singer. She's a red-haired girl that stands behind Daniel and sings with him every night. Not
right.
Mary Duff, no. Trina is her name.
Yes.
And I have two sons living in the Midlands, but she has two sons, and one of them, her eldest son Lee, he lives in Melbourne, so it'll be a meet up with him for a day or two. And then she has a nephew who lives in Sydney, and meet up with him as well. But as apart from all that, now there's a lot of cousins and things like that who are beginning to accumulate out there, and it's just great to meet them and great to have a bit of crack with them.
Yeah, Daniel's not long left here. I had a chap with the pin.
He's only back, yeah.
He's a lovely fella.
He's only back a couple of weeks.
I remember one time I was doing a radio show, and I saw this familiar face in the door. It was Daniel, and he came in and he did the show with me. It was great. He's a lovely man.
He's great. He's great. He's very pro. You know, he's a 24-hour entertainer, you know, which is great. And I think that's a very important thing to be in our game. You have to be sort of on, and it's not that you have to be, you should really want to be, and if you want to be on the ball 24 hours, it makes life much easier for everybody and for you as well. And there's another young man who's making a lot of headway here at the moment, Nathan Carter, and Nathan is the same, you know, when you talk to Nathan, he's going somewhere to do something, or he's on his way back from doing something, or he's on stage, you know, and I think that's very, very important.
That's lovely. Well, Daniel is a bit like yourselves. You certainly, you give value, and you have a lot of time for your fans, and I think that's the secret of success as well. You'll not go wrong.
Well, I think as far as I'm concerned, you know, the fans become part of the people you know. You know, they become your friends, and they become people you want to talk to and want to be with, you know, which is a good thing. I would hate if I was rushing away or trying to get away from them like that. I wouldn't like that, you know. I like to look forward to meeting them. So, you know, even Canada, we go to Canada in September, and we've just finished a tour of Scotland, and, you know, it's great. No matter where you go, there's going to be a few people who's going to come and say hello, and you look forward to meeting them. You know, there's people in Sydney now that I was talking to yesterday, like, and they're coming to, I think they're coming to Geelong to see us, you know, so that, and some of them are coming up to Newcastle as well. So they're, you know, it's that kind of a relationship that we have with the people.
It's lovely. It's really good. We're all looking forward to your visit. I don't want to keep you talking too long, Tony. You've been very, very generous with your time, and it's appreciated. It's late over there. Is it late over there?
Yeah, it's half past, just gone half 11 at night here.
My God, it's time I went to bed.
But that's not late here, as you know yourself.
No, absolutely. I was in Ireland there a while ago, and I was thinking of going to bed, and suddenly everybody's gone out to the pub. Weird, isn't it?
That's the one, yeah, that's it, yeah. Absolutely. Well, so will we meet and will we see you when we get there?
Absolutely, I'll make a point of catching up with you and having a chat, it'd be great. You will. I'll.
Oh, do please do.
There's you're at a place called Anita's Theatre in a place called Thurool, which is south of Sydney, and we'll definitely be there. We've got friends living there. We'll go along. We'll book and we'll definitely catch up. I'll throw you a card and we'll maybe have a chat if you have time. You know.
Well, if you're not in before, you know, early before we start, at least please. I hang around and say hello afterwards, you know.
I will. I definitely will. I won't keep you talking, Tony. Look, it's really lovely to have the chat.
All right. God bless you, sir. And it's great to talk to you.
And you too. And look after yourself. We're looking forward to your tour and keep well.
Yeah. We'll do our best. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.